up back there? I don't like the look of the horizon, and I'm still not getting current feed from MetSat.
We simply must take the raft aboard.
We're gonna take off before that squall line gets here, and the chief says it would take at least an hour to deflate and pack the raft, which will put us marginal on weight since it'll be wet. Forget the raft!
Damn it, it's evidence! Fine then. We'll leave Ensign Pardalt in the raft to secure the evidence. Another flight can pick her up later. Ensign, get back in the raft.
Mardu's heart sank.
I don't think that's a very wise...
You have no place in this discussion. You are only a civilian. You've caused enough trouble already. So go sit down and be quiet.
The professor's eyebrows went up and his head tipped back.
I see, sir, that you are a bigot.
Ensign, get into that raft and prepare to cast off. We will inform search and rescue where you are, and they will come find you.
The pilot burst out of the cockpit.
Ensign, take your seat. You too, Prof.
Margu followed the professor quickly into the cabin.
Major, if you do not shut up, I will put you in the raft. I'm in command of this craft.
What's your date of rank?
You're a paper-pushing REMF, not a line officer, and not my CO. Now you have a choice. You can either sit down and shut up, or you can go out the hatch right now, and I don't really care if you land in the raft or in the water!
Margu wondered if the Major knew that behind his back the crew chief's broad hand was poised to push him out.
I'll complain to your commander.
So will I!
Already, the crew chief was coiling the wet line that had held the raft to the plane. He pulled the hatch shut, dogged the latch, and secured the dripping coil of rope to the cleat on the forward bulkhead. Margu could not see the raft from her side, but she saw the propeller of the inboard engine begin to turn and the duct flanges move. Gouts of blue smoke, then spray, as the propeller blast whipped the surface of the sea. The plane swung in a tight circle. Now she could see, through the wavering streams of water on the window, the bright yellow of the life raft rocking on the swell. As the window cleared, Margu looked back. A tiny yellow dot, already hard to see, and behind it, a darkening line of the oncoming storm. She could have been down there. She could have been huddling in that miserable, foul-smelling life raft, struggling to learn how to survive in a storm.
I don't think I quite like that, Major. Not someone with the right grasp of priorities.
Safer to say nothing, especially since her stomach was leaping around with the turbulence.
Are you all right? I can see that you're not. Here.
He put something chilly and wet on her cheek, the only exposed skin.
And a nausea patch. I put one on while they were still arguing. Close your eyes, lean back. Takes about 30 seconds.
Margu counted to herself, and by 27 felt that her stomach had settled. She opened her eyes. Even the sour smell of vomit didn't make her stomach lurch. The professor leaned away from her.
Here, Major, an anti-nausea patch.
The man said nothing, but the professor's hand came back empty, and he turned to wink at her. Margu smiled uncertainly.
Always come prepared. Nausea adds to no one's ability to think and act effectively. Ah, you're better now?
Yes.
I realize all of you have urgent orders to the various Stack Islands bases, but we have some problems to deal with. MetSat 4 is offline and has been for several hours. We do not know what our weather will be, and there's an additional concern about security at Stack 3. They can say what they like, but with the commander dead, we're heading back to Dark Harbor.
The professor unstrapped himself.
I'm going to see what I can do for that poor lad.
What's the Major?
He has no authority over me, as he so rudely pointed out. Besides...
He pointed, and Margu craned her head to look. The Major was sleeping, ungracefully slumped in the seat with one hand dangling to the deck. The professor winked at her again.
There are anti-nausea patches, and then there are anti-nausea patches. He'll be out for several hours.
The rescued corporal, though swathed in blankets at the rear of the cabin, looked miserable enough. He had not thrown up, but his face had a greenish cast. Across from him, the corpse had been wrapped in another blanket and lashed to the deck.
How about giving him a patch?
Fine with me. I notice our Major is sleeping peacefully.
Oh yes, nausea is so exhausting. Here now.
He put a patch on the corporal's cheek.
That should help.
He really needs fluids and calories, if he can hold them down.
Mm-hmm. In a minute or two. What do you make of this?
Mess, sir. That lad's a Meharry. May not mean much to you, but it's a family with a proud history and fleet. Meharrys are known to be a tough bunch to tangle with, but they've always been loyal.
Ah, so what do you think happened?
I don't know, sir. The Major, he said no one was to talk to him.
And the Major's authority?
Well, sir, he outranks me. The pilot's in command here, but he's busy with the craft, and I don't like to bother him. It's always a pain when one of the Metsats is out.
Ooh, how often does that happen?
Metsat 4's been buggy for the past 2 years or more. There's a new youngster at Blue Islands who's been keeping it up more often, but even he slips sometimes.
And how long has he been there?
Oh, 18 months maybe.
Is Metsat 4 our communications link?
No, it's a general surveillance satellite. Outplanet, it's part of the passive sensor array for the whole planet. Inplanet, it's a broadband visual and EM scanner. If it had been up, for instance, we'd have found that life raft with less trouble.
But the life raft's beacon...
Oh, it has a direct signal to GPS satellites, but they're not set up for visual scans. And the beacon has to be turned on by the occupant, after which it puts up a signal every 2 hours minimum. You can drift a long way in 2 hours.
Tell me, Chief, if there hadn't been a life raft or a flight out here and Metsat 4 was down, would anyone have spotted a landing out here?
Landing, sir?
Landing like, drop shuttles from a warship?
On Copper Mountain? Well, Big Ocean is a training area for wet drops, but a ship couldn't get that close without the other unit spotting it, even if Metsat 4 were offline.
And what about the drop shuttles?
Once they were down below the horizon, I suppose. There aren't any ground scanners out here, of course. But what made you think of that? And what difference would it make?
Well, with all due respect to the honor of the fleet, Chief, I've never known a society of saints. If there is a way to smuggle contraband and make a profit of it, people will do it. I can't think of a better way to smuggle than to be able to turn off the lights when you wish.
The Chief flushed, but finally grinned.
Well, sir, you're right about that. I've never been on a ship that didn't have at least one unauthorized animal, person, or substance.
So, my question is, what might be smuggled that would involve the commander of the prison?
I don't know, sir.
Nor I. But since I was headed for Stack Islands myself, I am naturally interested. Smuggling goes both ways. Persons or materials can be introduced or removed. The weapons research facility naturally comes to mind.
Sir?
The corporal's face was now pale, but no longer waxy greenish.
You need water and food, and I'll need to tell the pilot you're able to talk.
I can give him something.
The crew chief handed her one of the self-heating soup packets, already squeezed and warming, and went forward. When its heat stripe matched the dot at the end, Margu put the tube to the corporal's mouth. The professor waited until he'd finished.
You had something to tell us?
Yes, sir. Commander Bakarian was one of Lepescu's followers.
Margu felt a sudden chill.
It means nothing to me. You?
The crew chief shook his head. Margu nodded.
Admiral Lepescu was using prisoners as prey. He was part of a secret society that held manhunts. They used human ears as recognition symbols.
How do you know that?
I was reading up on Commander Harris Serrano. Because of Xavier, it's my home planet, and she saved us. And found that after she resigned her commission, her crew had been condemned and used as prey. So I read what I could find on Lepescu. But you're sure Bakarian's one of his followers? They were all arrested, I thought.
Yes. She admitted it to me when she tried to kill me the second time.
The second time?
Yes. The first time she had someone push me off the cliff. You mentioned Commander Serrano, sir. My sister, Methlin Meharry, was one of Serrano's crew. She was imprisoned here and then hunted later. She survived. She's back in fleet now. So when I found out Bakarian had been on Lepescu's staff, I knew she'd do something. That's why I made preparations. And even so, she almost got me. But that's not all, not just private vengeance. I mean, I'm sure she was up to something, but I couldn't figure out what.
But now that we've thought of something, vague enough still.
Prisoners. Lepescu used prisoners before as prey. What if she were using them a different way, as troops?
To do what?
Nothing good. Maybe she was going to sell them off to someone who wanted to hunt them. Or maybe she was going to use them to hunt something. But whatever it was, it's bound to be bad.
We must tell someone!
Yes, but who? Now, I trust our pilot, but you don't know him. For that matter, you don't know me.
A bit late to worry about that now. And the pilot must know you're right. And must inform as many others as possible. You do not run a major conspiracy from such a small base as Stat 3. You run a small one which you hope will become big. There must be plenty of people not involved within radio range.
Big enough if they're behind turning off MetSat 4. And if it involves bringing in a ship. Using LACs means conspirators on that ship. A lot of them. The LAC flight crews, for instance, as well as a majority of bridge officers.
What if they did embark convicts? Just the ones they picked? Then attacked the orbital station? They'd control access to the whole planet?
And the system defenses and the weapons research labs. A fine start to mutiny if anyone wanted to start a mutiny.